You got the touch.
I'm Stan Bush, and I dare you to listen to All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike.
All Things Transformers, episode 33. Hey folks, just wanted to give a little bit of an episode, just because some news items have come out since our last episode, and, you know, Steve is losing his mind over there, doesn't know what show we're doing.
Well, because we're supposed to do two shows today, not three.
Well, this is only going to take, this will be like less than 10 minutes, I believe. This will probably be the shortest episode ever.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
We had a 4-minute episode.
Well, that must have been before I came.
16.
Was it really?
Yeah, because we recorded it 4 times.
Oh, well, I don't...
And for some reason, when I talk, there's feedback, too, just so you know.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Feedback on my end. I don't know. I turned all my levels down or whatever. I don't know. It's at the lowest it's going to go without you not even being able to hear me. So, anyway, Transformers returns to TV screens in 2010. During a conference call on Hasbro's earnings, Hasbro CEO Brian Goldner hinted that Hasbro's three biggest properties, Transformers, G.I. Joe, and My Little Pony, could be returning to television in 2010. Goldner stated that they intend to have a television support for all three of these properties, and that more details are planned to be revealed at Hasbro's Investor Day event November 5th, 2009 at Hasbro's headquarters in Rhode Island. So, you know, hey, if it comes back to TV, great. If it doesn't, you know, whatever. My question will be, what shows would they... Would they start with Generation 1 and then go all the way, you know, just do the shows as progressive?
I have no idea.
Sure. Let's see. The next item we have up is... This is an unconfirmed news story. So, technically, it is a rumor. According to TFW, it has not been confirmed yet. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen sells 4 million copies on its first day. Now, this is DVD sales. Nelson has posted an update on Michael Bay's official website regarding Transformers Revenge of the Fallen's home release. On the first day of sale, reports have come in that retailers from New York, Houston, LA, Chicago have completely sold out of Revenge of the Fallen DVDs and Blu-rays. As if this was not enough, Nelson reports that he has heard reports currently unconfirmed the total unit sales for the first day are in the region of 4 million copies of Revenge of the Fallen being sold. Even though technically that is a rumor as of now, because it obviously hasn't been, the numbers haven't been confirmed, that doesn't surprise me.
Not really. I waited in line to get my copy Monday night, and that was 15 minutes after they pulled it to the shelves.
Yeah, well, I pre-ordered mine and got it free, so, well, I'll have to pay for it eventually through Columbia House, but I mean... I got it, Thursday? Yeah, I got it 2 days after the release day, which is more than fine for me. You know, I got that condition, and it's really, really awesome. Let's see. The only other item that I'm going to be bringing up is this last one. Masterpiece Grimlock coming to the U.S. in 2010. Animated RC released spring of 2010. The Hasbro Q&A results are coming in, and with them, a pretty big revelation about the future of the Transformers Masterpiece line in the U.S. Action Figure Insider has asked the question about what Masterpiece Edition toys will follow the release of Skywalker, and the answer was, we are pleased to announce that the next Masterpiece item that we will be releasing will be Grimlock in 2010. We're excited to be able to offer this item within the U.S. and will certainly share more details as we get closer to releasing it. Additionally, Raving Toy Maniac received the release dates for the much-anticipated Transformers Animated RC and Cybertron Mode Ratchet. According to the responses given, you can look forward to finding these toys on the pegs in spring of 2010. So, that, you know, again, Michael Wilson, as soon as this story went up, you know, he's I told you it'd be spring 2010 because we mentioned it in the last ToyCast episode, which is fine. I mean, you know, at least they're not making us wait until winter 2010, but still, I want my animated toys now, damn it.
Yeah, I don't really give a rat's ass about the toys.
Yeah, you're not a toy collector.
Yeah, I don't collect any of them.
But, you know, that's still good news, you know, and maybe they'll, you know, maybe summer of next year we'll see Rodimus and the rest of them. I mean, honestly, really, I'm only looking forward to picking up Transformers Animated, Rodimus Minor, and RC. Other than that, I'm not really interested in the other ones. Oh, okay, well, the third one. Fugitive Wasp, only because it's a repaint of the Deluxe Bumblebee, but they put enough detail into it where he actually has purple missiles, purple eyes, and I think that'll be really, really cool. I didn't really like the bug version of the Animal Waspinator. I don't know, it just wasn't my style, but I did like his original car mold design, so that was pretty cool. So, that, I guess, does it for all things Transformers. See you next time.
The following outro is property of Ron Algar Watt of Algar.com. He was generous enough to let me use it here on All Things Transformers. This is TFG and Mike. So here is Cliff Jumper versus Unicron.
1, 2, 3!
be listening to All Things Transformers Till All Are One. This is Stan Bush signing off.